Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Beis. So we've just learned about the machlokes between Tanakama and Be'ez Ben Yaakov with regard to a chatzer, that Tanakama holds that in a chatzer, each shutaf that uses the chatzer is using the other guy's portion, whereas Be'ez Ben Yaakov says, no, nah, he's using his own portion, he's not using the other guy's portion. Let's say there was some third party who does not have a house in that chatzer, and he has an iser to by virtue of a neder to get hana'ah from one of the people in that chatzer. Lo yikanis l'chatzer, so he's not allowed to go into that chatzer because he's getting hana'ah from whoever's a part owner of that chatzer. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or Miyachlu lomer lo, no, he's allowed to go into the chatzer, and he could tell the madir, I'm not going into your portion of the chatzer. L'tok shel chavircha ani nichnas v'ani nichnas l'tok shelach. I'm going into your friend's portion of the chatzer, just like your friend is allowed to go into his portion of the chatzer. If, you know, just like an owner of a part owner of the chatzer is allowed to go in according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and say he's only using his portion, someone else can claim to be using the other party's portion of the chatzer. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about a case whether a mudar is allowed to get hana'ah from the property of the madir that is rented to a third person. Mudar anam michavero. Someone is mudar from someone else. V'yesh lo merchatz beisabad muskarim bi'ir. And the madir has a bathhouse or an olive press that's rented to someone else. So im yesh lo behen tfisas yad, if the madir has a tfisas yad in the bathhouse or the olive press, meaning he didn't rent out the whole property, he kept some portion of it for himself, you know, one of the pools or one of the rooms still belongs to him, said aser, then it's aser for the mudar to use them because the madir has some control of that place, and therefore the entire place is still considered somewhat his property, and the neder is still intact. But ein lo behen tfisas yad, if the madir doesn't have any holding in that property, he kept nothing for himself, he rented the entire thing out, mutar, then the mudar is allowed to use them because he's getting hana'ah from the guy who's renting it, not from the original madir. What if the property belonged to the madir when the neder was made and now belongs to someone else? Homel chaveru konam lebeis chashani nichnas, says that your house should be a konam, that I'm not allowed to enter your house by virtue of a neder, v'sad chashani lokech, or your field is a konam with regard to me buying it, meaning I will never buy your field as by virtue of a neder, meiso shemachar leacher, and then the owner died or he sold the house to someone else, so now it's under someone else's ownership, mutar, so then the mudar is allowed to enter the house, he's allowed to buy the field, because he said your house, your field, but now it's not his house in his field. Korum l'bayis ze sha'ani nechnas, sada zo sha'ani lokeach, meisom shemachar liacher aser. But if he didn't say your house, your field, he said this house, this field, so then it's not a din in the gavra, it's a din in the Cheftza. It's a din in the property. And no matter who the owner of the property is at that time, he's not allowed to benefit from it. So let's review what we learned today. In Parakei Mishnah Beis, we said that if someone who does not own a property in the Chatzer has a neder that he's not allowed to get hana'ah from one of the balabatim of the Chatzer, so Tanakama says he's therefore not allowed to enter the Chatzer. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, sure he can. And he could say, I'm entering the other person's property, not your ownership property. Then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that someone's mudra anami chavero and he has a bathhouse or an olive press that's rented out to somebody else in the city. So if the original owner kept any portion of it for himself, then the guy who's not allowed to get hana is not allowed to use it at all. But if the original owner kept no portion for himself, then he is allowed to use it. And then we said a chiluk, that if you take a neder that I'm not going to get hana'ah from your house or from your field, so then as soon as it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore, the neder no longer applies and you're allowed to get hana'ah. But if you took a neder not from your house, your field, you took a neder, I'm not going to get hana'ah from this house, I'm never going to buy this field, then no matter who the present owner is, you're never allowed to buy that house. You're never allowed to get hana'ah from that house or buy that field. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakei, Mishnah Dalit.